every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRMM. H-A-P-A-L-B-A-D-R-A-L-B-J. Yeah.
The D-O-J.
J-F-K. He's dead. I can speak for him.
Lennon and Stalin.
Don't speak for any of those guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Although it's funny. We should speak for Al-Anon for a brief second. Well, okay. We can't. We don't speak for them either.
We could.
But you know what? An Al-Anon meeting donated a coffee pot to an AACA group. And I'm thinking, yeah, we're not done taking from those Al-Anons yet. Like, give us that damn coffee pot. That's awesome.
Perfect.
It's awesome. They offered it up. It's okay. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name's Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley got a little bit of a headache.
A little.
And she's like, now that I'm sitting with you guys, it's just gotten that much worse.
Shelly's got a little problem with brain twist.
Brain twist?
I'm having a brain tumor.
It's not the tumor. It's not the tumor. I'd like to have Arnold as your sponsor. Keep coming back.
You cannot lift your book, you little girly man.
Yeah, right. Look at you, little wimpy girly boy. You can barely lift your inventory.
Write your fourth step or I'll kill you.
Yeah. Work your steps, I kill you myself. I'll hold you out over the edge of the cliff. What'd you do with them? I let them go. Yeah.
You said I didn't have to say a prayer tonight. I lied.
I lied. Yeah, you said you'd kill me last. I lied. Here, get a friend for my pillow. Get a friend for my pillow. Get a pillow for my friend. He's dead tired.
Oh.
That's from Commando, baby. Commando. Shelly just can't wait to get on to something else, can you?
I'm just listening.
She's not bantering.
I have nothing to add to this.
She has no banter in her.
There's no banter happening from the Shellster.
But if we don't banter, she always points it out.
Yeah. Aren't we supposed to be bantering? Banter.
I pointed it out one time.
She's not ready to move on to the next segment.
One time I pointed it out.
Let's accommodate
now
her.
Now I get raked over the coals every
Let's
time.
Accommodate her. She's having a brain twist.
Yes. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. See, I know how to get her involved. Give her the thing that she has to do.
Yeah, then I can go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? Give your shout-outs, because I got to throw one in right at the beginning that I'm pretty sure. Well, yeah, I don't know. You
so
might
go ahead.
What, don't you have to do shout-outs to people?
Yeah.
Bubba Smith.
Oh, yeah, he passed away.
Bubba Smith passed away. Now, you remember him from football.
Uh-huh.
But you're probably most people would remember him
from Police Academy.
From Hightower in Police Academy. And also the light beer commercial where he talked about the easy opening can where he just rips the whole top of the can off and drinks it. Yeah. 66 years old, natural causes.
Not that old.
Yeah, not that. You know, the older I get, the younger 66
that is.
Seems. Yeah, not good.
So we have shout-outs to Sarah, Robert, Deborah, and Donald.
Deborah. I haven't heard that one before.
No, oh,
Fran took a week off?
Sweet, yeah.
Yes, Fran took a week off.
And what about Robert?
I said Robert.
Said Robert.
Donald?
Yes.
Said Donald.
Oh, okay. Never mind. You guys are in the clear.
Okay. In Italy, the city of Pisa, you know, where the Leaning Tower of Pisa is.
Where everyone takes a photo from back and makes it look like they're holding up the building in the picture?
Yes. They have gone on the offensive against offensive memorabilia. Apparently, if you go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and there are like little carts and things where you can buy souvenirs and stuff like that, the city has decided that much of what is being sold is offensive and disrespectful to the city's...
Is it phallic stuff? It's got to be phallic
stuff. Well, here's the one I want. The one I want, I saw a picture of it, and I'm like, oh, I want that. It's so funny. It's a pair of boxer shorts with the Tower of Pisa strategically placed on the boxer shorts, on the front of the boxer shorts.
Losing its erection?
That's all they have to argue about?
That? Yes.
See, I think that's good.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything... I mean, I think it's funny, but then again, we're American.
All right, well, let me turn the tables on you just briefly for a second.
Briefly?
Let's say that you are visiting the Grand Canyon, which is one of the most massive gaping holes in the planet. Would it make you feel okay to buy panties with a representation of the Grand Canyon in the middle of it? I'm just wondering.
They wouldn't be very functional.
No. I'm just saying with an image of it.
Oh.
Right, strategically placed.
For some reason, when you said a massive gaping hole, I thought this was going to be a Paris Hilton joke, but...
No.
I don't know. I guess I wouldn't find it that offensive.
I'm just saying, you know. There might be women that might find that offensive.
That's because women are
giant
tetchy
gaping
about these
hole
things.
In the front of their underwear.
That's because women are tetchy saying. About these things.
All right. Well, okay. Just throwing that out, just in case.
Preview of things to come.
Was there anything else that they were selling?
It was mostly just the boxer shorts.
No.
There
like,
are a few others, but they didn't list them.
Yeah, but it wasn't like an actual sex toy or something. Because
no.
That would be awesome.
No.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
No.
Here you go.
A vibrating Tower of Pisa?
Yeah, the vibrating. It's the Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Tower of Pisa.
Redmond O'Neill, son of Ryan O'Neill and Farrah Fawcett, was arrested for heroin possession this week. He's 26 years old. He's on felony probation already. He had recently gotten out of jail on his last charge. He was pulled over for running a red light, and the officers found heroin and marijuana in the vehicle.
Oops.
Yeah, so he's busted. He's probably going
to jail. Is that
illegal
in California?
Apparently it is. He's probably going back to jail.
Can you hear the lifeguard helicopter? I wonder if people will be able to hear the lifeguard helicopter.
It's them.
Yeah. No, really, dude. It's just lifeguards. No, it's not. They're after me.
It's the DEA.
I don't know. You might be able to hear. You might
jump
have been
off
able
the
to
pier.
People have actually heard seagulls before. When all those seagulls were over that time. Yeah, there was a ton of them.
In Bakersfield, California.
The armpit
just a hop,
of the
skip,
world.
And a two-hour jump from here.
Yes, it is the. Well, I thought Cleveland was the armpit of the world.
Yeah, it could be.
Bakersfield and Cleveland can duke it out.
How about Fontucky?
Oh, that's true.
Nothing against our fine listeners that live in Fontana.
Or Kentucky. this is a PSA. Public service announcement.
From Bakersfield?
From Bakersfield.
Don't move here?
No.
I'm just...
Jaime Chavez Jr. is wanted by the police.
Is this Cesar Chavez Jr.'s some relation?
It doesn't say. But there's a reason why I think this story is... interesting. He's wanted for possession of controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance for sale, possession of marijuana, and resisting arrest. Now, obviously he's on the loose.
On the lam.
And because of the resisting arrest charge. How did they let him get away is what I want to know. Because he's 5'4" tall and weighs 110 pounds. He's a squiddly little guy. How could they possibly have let him get away?
He snuck under the door.
Yeah, he walked underneath the level of the window. They didn't see him go by. You know, like it's like a little Rascals movie where they're walking underneath the ticket counter so they can't see him.
I don't know. So anyway,
he just stood straight up and walked out. They didn't even notice.
If you live near Bakersfield, keep your eyes up for a squiddly little guy.
Stoned eyes.
Is it squiddly little guy season yet?
Apparently, it is squiddly little guy season.
Yeah.
Be very, very quiet.
We're hunting rabbit.
We're hunting squiddly guys.
For West and
relaxation. Oh, we have an update. Donald sent us an update. Remember the drunk woman who sprayed all the cops with her breast milk?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. He has been... Wow. Someone's dragging something across the front of the studio there.
It didn't make too much sound, though.
It's a dead body.
Anyway, her name was Stephanie Robinette. She has been sentenced, actually. This is the update. She received 3 days in jail
I'm sorry. What was it she did?
She sprayed a bunch of cops with breast milk when she was drunk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got into a drunk fight with her husband at a wedding, remember?
I saw a video to part of this where she was, like, pleading her case. But yeah. Go ahead. What'd she end up with?
She ended up with 3 days of jail time, but she'd already served 3 days of jail time, so she actually didn't do any time.
Right? Time served, like Casey Anthony.
She got $1,060.58 in fines and court costs and 2 years of what's called something called community control. I don't know what that means.
That's learning how to shoot your breast milk.
What was the 58 cents for?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah, really. It's for a Band-Aid to put over your nipple so you can't shoot breast milk.
So what did she say in her thing?
No, it was just a thing. I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was her, like in her like county oranges or whatever. And there was a bunch of guys behind her, like waiting to go up and do their turn. I didn't listen to the whole thing because it was actually quite long. So, I didn't think it was going to be that interesting for that long. But it's great for a quick snippet on here.
Comedian Andy Dick.
What a.
I know, with a name like that. In Huntington, West Virginia, actually, he pleaded not guilty on Friday to charges of grabbing two men by their crotches at a bar.
He's guilty.
I could see him doing that.
He is accused of sexually assaulting the two men. He faces up to 5 years in prison for this. He was drunk and possibly on drugs at the time, according to police officers.
I can't remember. It's him or his brother that have made brief forays into... the non-getting loaded thing.
Well, obviously it's not him since he's still going to bars and grabbing people's crotches.
Well, it doesn't mean that he didn't make brief forays.
Charlie Sheen has withdrawn his lawsuit against Capri Anderson, the porn star that he was in that hotel with when he did $7,000 worth of damage to the hotel.
Imagine that.
Yes, he's dropped his suit against her, but she has not dropped her suit against him.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she claimed that he choked her and caused her emotional damage, and she had to be hospitalized.
I saw a thing today that Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything on Ashton Kutcher? Mm-hmm. Ashton Kutcher, they announced what his part is going to be, and his part is going to be
on Two and a Half Men.
Like a love lost. Internet billionaire, like who made just a zillion dollars on the net, but just like has problems getting close to people.
They've shot scene one of the first show of the new season already.
Well, and the big question is, are you guys killing off Charlie Sheen? And they seem to be quite happy with the fact that they weren't letting people know, but they made it sound like they were going to.
They've shot the first scene, and it is them leaving a funeral.
No, yeah. He won't be back in any way, shape, or form. He'll all come right. back as a hologram.
Yeah, really.
Like the Red Dwarf series.
In Salmon, Idaho.
Fishing capital
Salmon.
Of Idaho.
Yeah, Salmon, Idaho.
Idaho?
Idaho.
Sweet.
This is kind of a strange story. Police in this area have told a man to stop wearing a bunny suit in public after people complained that he was frightening children.
Have you ever seen, like, the ones where the guy is dressed up like it's the Easter Bunny somewhere? There are some scary-looking bunny suits. They're just this side of clowns.
Yes.
Scary, scary.
It's a city of 54,000 residents. They reported that William Falkingham, 34 years old, also occasionally wears a tutu with his bunny suit.
Oh, Falcon.
What city is this?
Salmon, Idaho. Idaho.
That seems pretty big for a city like that.
Does, but
because there's like
says.
That's probably
so,
one of the biggest cities in the state.
A congressman in a Tigger suit is fine, but a guy in a bunny suit isn't.
Apparently, it's disturbing because one day he got in his bunny suit with the tutu, got behind a tree, and then would peek out at people and point his finger like a gun.
I like that.
That's pretty disturbing.
That's kind of disturbing.
It's original.
His next-door neighbor says he's got the bunny outfit, a cowboy suit, and a ballerina dress, but you don't see him a lot unless he's tripping through his backyard. His neighbor's name is Deborah Colson. She reports he's got a strange lifestyle at home, but we all do weird things at home.
Really? And what's her name?
Deborah Colson.
Look forward to a boozy news coming up about her
yep.
in a short period of time. with her weird proclivities that she has.
I don't know. It would scare the crap out of me if I was a kid and I saw a guy in a bunny suit.
Wearing
don't
a
forget,
tutu?
Don't forget, to a three-year-old, Mickey Mouse is just a six-foot-tall rat.
That's true. Yeah. In the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius.
Vilnius is the Lithuanian capital?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I'm forced to believe it, though.
Well, now you know. The mayor, Artūras Zuokas, or Zuokas?
Smith.
Has
he just spells it funny.
What?
Smith.
Yes.
Just he just spells it funny.
Okay.
Yeah. The Z is silent.
He's decided that he has had enough of people double parking. And he went to an extreme measure to ensure that people get the message that they will not be allowed to double park anymore. They will be towed. They will be ticketed. They will be cited.
Kills the porno business.
He took a tank over a Mercedes-Benz that was double parked on the street the other day.
I saw that.
Drove the tank right over the Beamer. Or wait, Beamer is a BMW, yeah. Isn't it? Okay, it's a Mercedes-Benz.
Benz.
Benz.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and he's in the picture of him after he's driven over Mercedes-Benz.
You know
he's like standing
that?
Up.
What's
he's
funny
like standing
about that?
Up.
Some poor guy did that in San Diego and got like completely busted. Remember that guy? Took a tank, drove it down the street, like flattened like 10 cars. But there it's like completely okay, and he's probably gotten, you know, everyone's happy. Yay,
he did
it.
He's the boss.
Yeah. Yeah, remember that guy in San Diego? He's like... Yeah. Disgruntled. I don't know. And it wasn't like an Abrams or anything. It was like a Sherman tanker. But whatever it was big enough to crunch cars.
What else you got for us, Shelley?
In Rockaway Township, New Jersey, there was more on the menu than coffee at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm. What's her name?
Melissa Redmond, 29. Faces prostitution charges after police say that she took breaks to provide sex in exchange for money. What would happen was patrons would go into the Dunkin' Donuts, and if they were in
They're
the know...
more than donuts.
Yep.
If they were in the know, they would ask for extra sugar, and that was the code phrase for her to take a break and service them.
I'm going to try that every Dunkin' Donuts I go to from now on.
She was
Can
a
I
night-
have that with extra sugar?
She was a nighttime...
The guy behind the counter is like, what the hell?
She was a nighttime employee working 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 5 a.m. 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
I don't know. Mark and I are like not having an issue with it.
Well, apparently somebody has an issue with it because she's gotten arrested.
What was the movie where the kids were delivering pizza and you ordered the special or you ordered anchovies?
I don't know.
Nobody saw this movie but me?
California Pizza California Pizza Girls 2?
I don't know. No, the guy there were guys delivering pizzas. It was like an 80s kind of movie. It was like one of those 80s guys from, like, The Breakfast Club or something.
Starring Ron Jeremy and...
No, not so much Ron Jeremy.
Okay.
More like Corey...
Could we be done
the
now?
The Coreys.
Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Something like that, yeah.
That's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101. Clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Heidi, 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 ho.
Heidi, 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 ho. Shelly's not jumping on board with that.
I tried something new.
Sorry. My head is exploding.
Oh, you guys should see it. There's blood coming out of both ears. It's kind of disgusting. Yeah, it's about to go.
Why are you ticking? Are you a time bomb?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Dude.
Farming for newcomers. You know, we've had discussions before. People that maybe are in program that shouldn't be in program. But we also hear the thing of, you know, that we're planting the seed.
Best thing to do with newcomers. Cover them with crap and leave them alone for a while.
Cover them with crap and plant a seed.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is, because we've had a lot of discussions, like the reason why the failure rate seems so big is that how many people aren't ready when they get here. But on the other hand, the argument back from the other side would be, but we're planting the seed, which is good later because they know where to go when stuff gets really bad.
Isn't that the purpose of a court card?
Sometimes. So what do you think, Shelley?
I don't know. Actually, I was just sitting here contemplating the pounding in my head. I wasn't really listening to you guys.
You make it like that's unusual.
No, usually I listen. I don't know. I think that sometimes, you know, we talk about planting the seed as if I have to wonder how often that really works. I mean, whether or not we're just irritating the heck out of somebody by bothering them with our program, or whether it's actually taking hold.
And how would you know?
Well, you wouldn't unless you saw them back in the rooms years later. But that's the thing, is that you don't usually see them back in the rooms.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of people that came around at one time and came back later.
I mean, I do it anyway. I mean, all of the people, all of the girls that I've sponsored that have gone out, which is most of them.
You got to stop serving them drinks.
Yeah, clearly. You know, I've gone ahead and done whatever I had to do as a sponsor, knowing that they were probably going to go back out again, and they did. Hoping that maybe they'll come back later on, but there's no guarantee of it. And to be honest, I don't think most of them will.
So then do you think it's a bad idea to do it?
No, because it's part of what keeps us sober. It doesn't matter whether or not they come back.
That's a good point.
It's all about us. So whether or not they come back, we've stayed sober.
I got to make a point of something real quick here, because I notice it every time, but I never say anything. If you say something about someone's really drunk, Mark will hiccup without fail every time. And he's been doing it for months and months and months and months and months. And I always notice.
That's true.
I always notice it. So everyone, you can listen now. And when someone mentions drunk, you'll hiccup. It's perfect. What do you think, Mark? I mean, you know, we've had spirited discussions on this before, on people either shouldn't be here or should be here. I mean, do you think it's really worth it to plant the seed? Or do you think it'd be better if they just didn't come till they were ready?
You know, we plant the seed, but then when they bring the seed back with them, we don't cover it with crap to fertilize it and help it grow. I see people come in and they go out, they 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 come in, and we're like, oh, we're so glad you're back, and it's okay, and this is, you know, if you walked in, you have a problem.
Yeah, nobody walks in on accident.
It was so, I mean, I can think of one time with one person in a meeting where the meeting was about 10 minutes long, and somebody got up and walked out, and the reason they walked out was they came into the wrong room.
I did that at an SLAA meeting once.
No, I mean, no, they weren't looking for a different 12-step program. They actually walked into the wrong room.
Oh. Like at a church or something?
Yeah, other than that, you know, I mean, it's hard to figure out that you're there for a Bible study if somebody drops an F-bomb about 2 minutes into the meeting.
You walk in, you're like, where's the quilting?
But they were in the wrong room. And, you know, other than that, if you walk in the door, you've got a problem.
Now, how about this? Because we've talked about this before as well. What if you've been walked into the door? You know, we've talked about parents. God's calling. God calls a lot on this show. He really does. What do you think about maybe they haven't walked, because clearly, if you walk in to any meetings on your own, there's a reason you went. What if the reason is to get mom and dad off your back? Then is it okay that the seed gets planted so you know if you screw things up later, you got a place to go? Or because clearly a lot of those guys aren't ready.
Are mom and dad doing a service to child by bringing them into the meeting?
Well, and that could be one of the things as well. It's like, you know what, is it okay in that scenario to plant the seed for your kid who probably doesn't need to get sober now so that they know later if they get all jacked up, they go, yeah, I remember that place where you could go. I mean, do you think that's even worthwhile or?
No.
No?
Nope.
Wow.
No, because you end up with a bunch of teenagers.
I'm going to have to be the dissenting opinion here.
No, because then how easy is it when you really should be going there to go, I tried that already, it doesn't work.
Well, and you get,
then you're probably not ready enough.
You get a bunch of teenagers sitting in the meeting that have no point in being there. They're not listening anyway because they're just pissed because their parents stuck them in a meeting.
Or in a recovery program.
Yeah, but they're the most important people.
They are not.
They are not. The coffee maker's the most important person.
I'm the most important person.
Well, you are.
I am.
Mark is the most important person in any meeting.
I am the most important person in any meeting I'm in.
Let me get the humble trophy out for you.
Because if I'm not there,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to me.
You know, Mark touched on something that, you know, how well are we planting the seed and does it really matter? And he said, you know, that we plant the seed, they go out and they come back in and we say, oh, we're so glad you're here. Because for some reason we have this lame-ass idea that going to meetings is the solution to everything. And it's not. You have to read the freaking book. You have to work the steps. You can come in and out and go in and out as many times as you want. And it's not going to, nothing is going to happen unless you do that.
But doesn't that kind of get back to the thing like the original alcoholics where none of them read the book because they didn't have a book and none of them went to meetings because
no,
there
you know what?
Any
you know what? That's
3 years.
You know what? That's horseshit.
Oh, they all got
I'm
time
sorry.
With none of that
that's
stuff.
That's horseshit.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why? There were no meetings.
Yeah.
There weren't any.
And
there
you
was
know what?
No book because they hadn't wrote it yet.
And you know what? I didn't do the mind
they
meld.
They got it by
I didn't do
newcomers.
The mind meld transfer either. You know why? It doesn't exist yet.
Right.
So
right. So what did they do? They helped the newcomer.
That's right. And you know what they figured
out?
Which
is kind of what we're talking about.
And you
here,
know what
right?
they figured out? We better write a book if we want people to stay sober later.
But they also found out that you got to help the newcomer. So you guys wouldn't have any of those guys come.
Sure we would.
Yeah, wait, just a minute
think
ago,
about what the newcomer looked like.
None of them
think
came.
About what the newcomer looked like in 1947.
One was a devil-may-care young chap.
And how was he doing?
He wasn't doing good.
And who brought him?
His parents. Yeah. His parents. His parents brought him.
That's true.
And was he ready?
Not at
well,
first.
First?
Not at first
but
he
was. Came back. No. See, he was the first one.
He was. Yeah, but then he ended up staying.
Like Michael.
Yeah. Shout out to Michael in the peanut gallery. Yeah. He came in, he's hanging out, he's hiding out on the side. We're almost going to have Michael squared. I got a text message from another Michael who asked if he could come by.
He just tried to call me. That was
So it really wasn't God, it was Michael?
Yeah.
Perfect. So.
So what?
Shelly.
What?
What do you think?
She thinks her head hurts.
I think many things.
Well enlighten Sweet. Us with some of them,
let's,
please.
Let's hear a couple of them.
I don't know. If people ask me about the program, I'll talk to them about the program. I always look for opportunities to discuss it with newcomers. If girls ask me to sponsor them, the first thing I do is get them a book or make sure they've got a book. You know, but I think that the whole feel good, let's plant the seed idea is not working so well.
So then what would the alternative to that be?
If they're ready. Yeah, if they're ready, we chain them to a chair, make them read the book. If they're not ready, sure they can sit in the meeting, but I'm not going to waste a lot of time on somebody who's not ready.
I thought it was for us. I thought working with newcomers was for us and not really for
I know, but
for
there
them.
Are always more newcomers.
Well, yeah, and how many of them are those kind of people?
Right now, probably most of them.
Well, there you go. So you don't want to work with anybody then. Most of them you don't want to work with.
Newcomers are like black ants.
It's a trail.
They're just going to keep coming.
Get a big ass can of newcomer raid.
You can't kill them.
Black flag newcomer remover.
Yeah.
Sprayed around the doors. They can't go across the threshold of the door.
Yeah. You know, you could spray the poison and they die and stack until they make a bridge for the ones to walk across alive.
That's true. So, well, Mark, what would your final words on the subject be? Kill them all. Let God sort them out.
It's a program of attraction rather than promotion. We don't need to go farm for newcomers.
Shelly?
I think we should farm for them with pH. That way we can, like, feed them pharmaceuticals so they're really ready to come in.
Farmageddon. Yeah. What do you think, Shelly?
That's you.
Your final words. Not the words where you had much to say a minute
ago. Not what do you think. Now it's your final words.
Yeah, now it's your final.
I thought the final words were a second ago.
No.
Okay, good then. Bruce, get us out of here.
I'm like completely the opposite of all you guys. You know what? They may not be ready right now. I think planting the seed is good. I'm sure there's lots and lots of dope fiends and alcoholics that come back later. Maybe not in the same meeting or at the same time, but I'm positive that there's people that hear it. And if they had never heard it in the beginning, they might not have made it. I certainly, over the years, have worked with a lot of guys that clearly weren't ready. I got a guy right now, I'm still not convinced he's ready. You know what the bottom line is, though? When I'm working with him, it keeps me sober.
Thanks, Johnny.
And clean. Shelly!
Thanks, Johnny Appleseed.
Right.
That's right. What would you like to talk about now?
Well, there's Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com!
Can someone go out and get Shelly some meth real quick here?
Will meth solve my headache problem?
Yes.
It'll solve your sluggishness problem. I don't know about the headache. We'll get some heroin with it. Yeah.
Heroin will do it.
Wait, quick, make her up a speedball. She'll get them both.
Heroin.
At any rate, at the 12stepgazette.com.
.com!
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg. And you can get there by going to the recovery101.net website, scrolling down and clicking on the banner.
Sweet. Actually, that's a good time to bring this up, too. If you listen to us at podomatic.com, which if you go to recovery101.net will instantly redirect you to our Podomatic page, if you'd like to and you want to leave us comments and stuff, you can leave comments on specific episodes by going there. And that's helpful to us as well. Actually going to that page and checking out the page, it's good for all. You can click all our sponsors and all that stuff. Is there any other sponsors on there, Mark, that anyone might want to click on?
No.
They'll be happy to hear that.
No.
Those guys pay us $75,000 a year.
In the rooms?
Yeah. I'm still waiting for that check, though.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
You can go to intherooms.com.
.com.
Put up a profile. You can enter the age of your choice.
Cinnamon ring.
And yeah, use protection. Don't use your real name.
Wow. Sober
anyway,
Long John.
You can go into chat rooms and hear speaker tapes and find different things in recovery. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101, and you can listen to our show while you search the site. And it is all absolutely, positively
free.
There you go.
We've got email addresses recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack staff, that's right, the crack staff.
Shelly wants to be on that right now.
She needs the crack staff. The only problem is we wouldn't be able to get her out of the bathroom. Hey, there's an entire world listening. You can email us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. If you like to advertise, you can contact us any damn way you please, and we'll be more than happy to help you out. Shelly, who's the lead on music by? Deer in the Headlights.
I don't care.
Mark, who's the lead on music by?
Forever Amber.
Okay. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
Don't ever say that you knew me when I never want to see your face again. Come to my concert, you won't be in. In love and war, let the game begin. I got two people, just a paper and a pen. Thanking God for the poor within. I was raised up right upper middle class. Seemed like I was slumming with trailer trash. Tweakers, beakers, freakers all bound to crash. I hate to say it, but your life won't last. Bitches telling me I look like shit. 23 and 6 kids telling me I don't live. So what we do, what we do, what we do. We do what we do, we do what we do. This is the way that we do what we do. We do what we do, we do what we do. And now they wanna know me, and bitches can't control me. You know they'll never own me, and yeah they wanna storm me. And now they wanna hold me, it's too late for that. It's all liquid, it's black, there's no turning back. You know you wanna hear that, so what you looking at? Well, what you looking at? Close your eyes, girl, cause you're gonna get smacked. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat, lick-a-lick-it, it's back. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat, lick-a-lick-it, it's back. We do what we do, we do what we do, we do what we do. This is the way that we do what we do, we do what we do, we do what we do. Don't you love me when I'm walking out the door? Don't I always leave you wanting more? Am I giving you the chill-ass chills? Are you down for freaking get thrills? Is your heart picking up the pace? Do you wanna see my face? Do you wanna know how I taste? Am I making your heart race? Do you wanna get naked someplace? Yeah, this one's for you. You know you already knew what your kisses would do and how to shoot right through. And be light to my heart and tear my world apart and take my breath away and brighten up each day with butterflies and heavy sighs and sexy eyes. Such a sweet surprise. What you gonna do, Hex, when I blow up? Will it make you sick, make you wanna throw up? You send me hate mail on MySpace like a little girl. Come to my place, chase nuts like a little squirrel. My place, chase nuts like a little girl. Don't you love me when I'm walking out the door? Don't I always leave you wanting more? Am I giving you the chill-air chills? Are you down for freaking deep get thrills? Is your heart picking up the pace? Do you wanna see my face? Do you wanna know how I taste? Am I making your heart race? Do you wanna get naked someplace? This is for the haters, not strictly for the haters. Thanks, you made me famous, just like famous famous. Now do you really blame us? And do you wanna blame us? And do you wanna be us? And now you wanna see us? You're making such a fuss. You wanna scream and cuss. Relax and watch a view. We're doing what we do. We're sauntering right through as we walk away from you. And this is what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do. Lick it, lick it, it's bad. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. What you looking at? Close your eyes, girl. Cause you're gonna get smacked. Lick it, lick it, it's bad. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. Lick it, lick it, it's bad. This is what we do. We do what we do. We're doing what we do.